Listening exercise, part 7. Now until the break of day, through this house each fairy stray. To the best bride bed will we, which by us shall blessed be. And the issue there create ever shall be fortunate. So shall all the couples three ever true in loving be. And the blots of nature's hand shall not in their issue stand. Lines from Shakespeare.
Number 1.
What say you, Hermia? Be advised, fair maid. To you, your father should be as a god. One that composed your beauties, yea, and one to whom you are but as a form in wax, by him imprinted, and within his power to leave the figure, or disfigure it. Number 2.
So will I grow, so live, so die, my lord, ere I will yield my virgin patent up unto his lordship, whose unwished yoke my soul consents not to give sovereignty.
Number 3.
What thou seest when thou dost wake, do it for thy true love take, love and languish for his sake. Be it ounce or car or bear, pard or boar with bristled hair, in thy eye that shall appear when thou wak'st, it is thy dear. Wake when some vile thing is near.
Number 4.
I have had a most rare vision. I have had a dream, past the wit of man to say what dream it was. Man is but an ass if he go about to expound this dream. Methought I was. There is no man can tell what. Methought I was, and methought I had. But man is a patched fool if he will offer to say what methought I had. The eye of man hath not heard. The ear of man hath not seen. Man's hand is not able to taste, his tongue to conceive, nor his heart to report what my dream was.
Number 5.
In this same interlude it doth befall that I, one Snout by name, present a wall, and such a wall as I would have you think that had in it a crannied hole or chink, through which the lovers Pyramus and Thisbe did whisper often, very secretly.
Thank you.